Many signs of summer ending and fall beginning are here. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals have completed their year. College and high school football schedules are already underway. And tonight, a sure sign of fall, the Walton Arts Center Broadway season opens. Up first, Jersey Boys, the high-energy, song-packed account of Frankie Valli's rise to fame. Nick Cosgrove is Frankie Valli in this touring production of the Tony Award-winning musical. He says he fell in love with the play as a teenager in Chicago. Last week, when I talked to Nick, I asked him if he had to work especially hard on his Jersey accent since he grew up in the Midwest.
Well, they have a dialect coach that works with us. His name is Stephen Gabus when we joined the company. But also, I'm lucky that I grew up in a very Italian household. My mother's maiden name is Scaniccio.
Okay.
So our Christmases and all of our get-togethers with my mom's side is very Italian. And you know, although, yes, the Chicago dialect might be partially different from New Jersey, I have both my Italian background and working with our vocal coach when I've joined the show.
Did your mom like to listen to Frankie Valli?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's kind of funny. I mean, I'm only 25, but growing up, she only let us listen to oldies 104.3, so I grew up listening, you know, to Stevie Wonder and Etta James and The Temptations. I have a really strong love for Motown music as well. So Can't Take My Eyes Off You was actually the first Frankie Valli song I had ever heard.
If you're going to portray Abraham Lincoln, no one really knows what he sounded like. You know, there are no voice recordings. Even if you're going to play someone like Winston Churchill, he has passed on, so you can kind of put your own moves. You're not just playing someone living. You're playing someone who's not just living. He's still performing. That's quite a different thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's both an honor, but there's a lot of responsibility, of course. I mean, I'm lucky that I got to see him perform when we just played Chicago last May, I think it was, he performed at the Chicago Theater on that last Saturday, and I got to bring my parents to go and see him live in concert, and we met him afterwards. We went and had this like little get-together backstage, and it was just incredible. So to get to see the man who you're portraying, you know, get to see him live was something else. He's unbelievable.
Now, the Frankie Valli that you are on stage is decades different, apart from the Frankie Valli that you saw on stage in Chicago last spring. But is there anything that you can pick up from an older Frankie Valli that influences you as younger Frankie Valli?
I mean, it was just his stage presence. The way that he, first of all, the way that he interacted with the audience, you know, he just knows how to work a crowd. And then with his more simpler songs, he just knows how to be quiet and really draw you in and really take, like, his pauses always mean something. So, I mean, I really got to walk away from his performance as an educational experience on top of just, you know, seeing the real guy.
This is a show that requires you to be on stage a lot. I think it's more than 24 songs that you sing.
Mm-hmm.
How emotionally draining is it to be almost always on stage, have that many songs, and you've always got to be on?
I think for my character, the hardest part isn't the singing. It's the fact that all of his direct address monologues to the audience happen within the last half hour of the show. So, you know, you really do have to pace yourself almost like you're running a marathon and, you know, know where, you know, because he has a screaming fight with his wife, you know, there are certain places where he explodes, you know, with anger vocally, and just knowing how to take care vocally before the show even begins. I do a 26-minute warm-up tape about 2 hours before I have to be at the theater, drink a lot of tea, and just kind of rest up for that night's performance. But what's nice, too, is especially in the second act when I don't leave the stage, there are certain scenes where, you know, I'll be drinking coffee in the diner scene with Bob, but there's actual real water planted in that cup for me since I'm not able to get off stage to drink any water. So they very graciously have planted little places in the show, you know, in scenes and that kind of stuff to stay hydrated.
I was going to say, so when we're seeing you on stage, you're not just acting, you're hydrating as well.
Oh, yeah. No, we got to take care of both Nick. we got to take care of Nick too, so I can, you know, do justice to this storytelling.
You're Frankie Valli for now, of course. You're with Jersey Boys. This was a show that stuck with you from your high school days in Chicago. Is there another show that's made an impression that you think, well, before I'm done here on this planet, I'd like to do that show?
Well, my next dream is I'd love to originate a role in a new musical. I mean, I think that's any actor's biggest dream is to work with a creative team and a director and a playwright and kind of start a show from the ground up and be on the original, cast recording. And that's kind of my next dream.
Nick Cosgrove is Frankie Valli in the touring production of Jersey Boys that opens tonight at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. You can find out more about shows, times, and tickets for this week's run at waltonartscenter.org.